It may never have occurred to you that the calendar of saints of the Church does not contain two individual days dedicated uniquely and respectively to the two saints that we celebrate today. From the earliest of times, the Church kept the 18th of January in memory of the day when St. Peter is believed to have conducted his first service of corporate worship with Christians in Rome. The title of this feast changed over time, and today the Church knows it as the Confession of St. Peter. This title creates the conversation that Jesus had with Peter, recorded in the 16th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. After asking, "Who do people say that I am?" Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." The Church celebrates that wonderful, insightful reply. A week later, on the 25th of January, we have another important feast, the conversion of St. Paul. This coincides with Robert Burns' birthday and Burns' night suppers, certainly wherever Scots foregather. This latter feast commemorates Paul's vision on the road to Damascus when he was confronted by the risen Lord. This feast day is dedicated to the celebration of Paul's change of heart and mind from being a persecutor of Christians to being one of the Church's most potent, dedicated, and important advocates. However, neither of these important saints has a day devoted to themselves as individuals, as do, for example, Saints Mark, Barnabas, Bartholomew, John the Baptist, or more recent ones like Columba, Ninian, Kentigern, and Margaret of Scotland. As an aside, from the 9th century, the Church has also kept the feast of the Chair of St. Peter on the 22nd of February, but this has only been celebrated in Antioch, not in the imperial city. Why then does the Church celebrate both of these saints together?